Hello, this is a Football Fans podcast from CelticUnderground.net. The people behind what you're listening to right now, the world's longest running Football Fans podcast, I am Harry Brady, and on Friday night, Brendan Rodgers had his book launch at the Armadillo in Glasgow. It was a packed house presented by Eamon Holmes with a Q&A session with our beloved Brendan, and then on Saturday we followed that up with the game against Kilmarnock, and now we have the Bayern Munich game coming up on Tuesday. So, from all of that, we were fortunate enough to get a brief 5 minutes with Brendan to ask him a quick couple of questions. We got those on, and then we have the post-match interviews with Lee Griffiths and the manager, Brendan Rodgers, from the 1-1 draw with Kilmarnock on Saturday, when we had six starters whose average age combined was 19.5 years. I sometimes don't think we get enough credit for the youngsters that we play with, predominantly Brendan Rodgers. Oh, and like my mate Scott, anybody who's running the Dublin Marathon today, well done.
How do you feel about sitting in front of a couple of 100,000 or a couple of thousand people just talking about yourself?
Yeah, it was very difficult, especially if you're a boy from a council estate. It was a great project to do. You know, Paul and I spent a lot of time together, and it was great going back over, you know, the story of arriving at Celtic Park. But yeah, it is difficult, but it's for a good cause.
So one of the big things about you, everybody knows that you're in really early and you work really late. Where do you think you got that work ethic from?
Well, it's very much my father and my mum. They were both big workers. My dad always said that it's not about being rich, it's about working hard. If you work hard, you may end up rich. You got to work hard first.
Yeah.
So that was always the case. He was up early mornings. He loved the mornings. So you get that. That's bred into you from a very early age. And plus, we had my job was to do the fire. So I had to get up, make the fire, until I moved on to a slightly easier job in the dishes.
So if you've got that work ethic and you've got that will to learn, it can be frustrating if other people don't. How do you instill that? Because you've obviously made that comment recently about people have got to, they don't play for Celtic, they're not Celtic players until they played for Celtic. How do you get young people who are getting money at an early age and getting feted, somebody at 15 being told they're the bee's knees, how do you get that person to have that work ethic and desire to learn?
Well, I think that's a trick in it. You have to somehow find whatever the cause is for the person. I always think that people will fight for a right, but they die for a cause. You have to find what the cause is, and that's about getting to know the player, getting to know the person first and foremost, and then trying to sprinkle that gold dust on them that makes them work and makes them want to run and fight.
You mentioned Neil Webb. He had his troubles after he finished football. Because of that, he was brought up feted, he was brought up being the next great thing, and he had these issues once he finished the football.
Yeah, it was very difficult. Neil went into various things, you know, as a guy after football. It was unfortunate with him with his injury and whatnot, but it's just something that, you know, can be inherent in you, but it's certainly something that you have to have, you know, because you're no longer a talent. It's about a working talent, and the talent needs to work.
You mentioned Clough in that 83 game against Notts Forest. Clough that night was one man short on the bench. I made a great play about it. I don't need to fill my bench, we'll lose anyway. Celtic are a great team. Stop for a drink in Davy Hayes' pub on the way there, etc.
Yeah.
How much of your own managerial career do you look at these mind games that Clough played? Do you see yourself having any of these?
No, I'm not really that.
Talents, but
yeah, you know, no. Listen, leadership is different ways to lead, you know, and all coaches are different. Some will do it different than others, you know. I try to lead through having good human values, caring and sharing, and trying to make people the best they can be. But it's something that certain coaches will do. It's not really something that I look at. I try and control what I can, which is the football.
So for a game like the Bayern Munich game coming up.
Mm.
Is it down to you organising and the tactics and the players taking those tactics on, or is it about the players on the park just being brave enough in their own ability, or is it a mixture of both?
It's a mixture of both, but in particular at this level it's about attitude. Attitude is everything. You know, the last game that we played before we played Bayern Munich, normally what I have is I have up on the board in my last meeting attacking items, defensive items, offensive transition, defensive transition, and it's just a reminder really of what we've gone through in the week in preparation for the game. My final talk before the game in the four boxes, I had nothing, because I said to the players, it doesn't matter with the tactics, if you don't believe that you should be here, it's irrelevant. So you have to have a belief that you belong there, and that's something that's going to take time. We Celtic and players, but we're making great strides, and it's just time at the level.
Do you think getting European football after Christmas might give them the self-confidence that next season they deserve to be playing at the same stature as a PSG or a Bayern Munich or something?
Well, that's always going to be tough. I think eventually the belief grows, and you respect those players, but you then see them as not just someone you watch on telly or as in a newspaper. It then becomes real when you're playing against them, and that then obviously gives you a greater hope that you can get a result.
Okay.
So many changes, Lee. Was it likely it was going to be tougher than you normally expect?
Nah, not really. The gaffer likes to freshen things up to keep the team the tempo up, and you know, come on, made it hard for us, but you know, it's games like this we should be winning and winning comfortably.
Disappointed?
Yeah, definitely. But you know, got to give credit to them because they came and stuck to their game plan and you know, got a point.
How did you assess the game from the point of view you and the team?
From my point of view?
From the point of view you and the team, what areas of the game did you play well? What areas of the game do you think?
No, I think we controlled the game from start to finish. It's just it's about breaking lines and you know, try to create opportunities. You know, I've flashed two balls across the box in the second half, and you know, I'm hoping somebody's going to end it. But you know, you've got to give credit to Kamara that came here. Obviously, got a point and got a point at Ibrox during the week as well, so they'll be delighted.
Did you sense a change in them at half time in terms of the approach?
No, I think we knew they were going to come out, especially with only one goal in the game. And if we got the second goal, then I think it would have killed their momentum. But you know, with it being 1-0, they still had a chance, and you know, they had a great counter attack and scored a good goal.
What's your thoughts on equaling that record?
Yeah, it's a great achievement from the boys and everybody associated with the club. But you know, it's one of the ones where you'd rather break a record by getting a win rather than a draw. But you know, we'll take it, and we need to move on to Tuesday night.
With this back now, it looks as if the old rivalry is back between you and him. You couldn't do much more than get a goal a day.
No, that's it. You know, as a striker, you want to score goals and play well. You know, Mr. came back fit and he said to wait for his chance, and you know, he took it with aplomb. So. You know, I was back in today, scored a goal, so you know, we need to see what happens today.
Has it given you any? I mean, you've been consistent with the goal scoring, but has Musa's return kind of given you an even keener edge?
Yeah, you always want to play. Listen, we know how good a player Musa is. You know, I'm a striker, I want to be selfish, I want to be in the team, but you know, ultimately it's down to the manager and who he sees fit to go and start the game. Regardless if it's me or Musa, we'll give 100%. And you know, it's all about the team at the end of the day, it's not about individuals.
Good pass for your goal from Kouassi.
Yeah, it was a great pass. You know, he's got that in his locker. He's bided his time to get a chance on the team, and he showed today what kind of player he is. Great ball, and you know, I've managed to take it first time.
You still feel you're number one striker?
No, I said that before, that you know, there is no number one striker. I think you know, we're both very good players, and hopefully you know the manager can find a way to play us both. We've still got Odson as well, who's jumping a bit to get a game. So you know, there's a lot of good players in that position to go for one.
What do you think with Bayern coming to town? I mean, is there a real determination to show yourselves in a better light compared to Munich?
Yeah, I think the game will be different here, you know, especially with the crowd that will get behind us, and you know, they'll roar us on from start to finish. And you see the second half that, you know, when we were much more disciplined to go and play, we created good chances as well in the second half to score goals. So, you know, if we can replicate that last half an hour that we played over there, then we'll give ourselves a good shot.
you're confident it's going to be tougher by
They'll be coming here. They'll know what to expect, and you know, with the crowd that behind us, that hopefully they get a bit of shock, and you know, we start on the front foot. But you know, it's going to be a difficult night for us. But you know, you've seen previously, you know, when big teams come here, they've been turned over.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, exactly that. That was a very frustrating game for us. Attitude in the game was very good. A lot of good possession in a lot of areas. Players gave absolutely everything. Probably just lacked that final little bit of quality and final pass in the final third. We get the goal, which was a good goal in the first half. But of course, these types of games, you always have to try and look to get the next one to get some sort of comfort in the game. I mean, plenty of chances and opportunities, but couldn't quite do it. And then we got punished, you know, in the second half. So frustrating, but I think the players gave absolutely everything. So it just wasn't to be.
Steve Clark had come on very well organised. It was a battling performance from them.
Yeah, I think they'd done very, very well. You know, they sat in very deep, denied the space. All the players back in inside within probably about 40 metres. So that's always difficult. And like I say, our organisation within that was very good because we had good width in the game, we had good numbers on the inside of their positioning. But it doesn't happen so many times, but just that final touch and final pass just eluded us today. So, but again, give credit to Kilmarnock as well because I thought they defended very well.
Who's Patrick Roberts?
Looks like a hamstring, so we'll get a scan on that. But yeah, frustrating for him because I thought he started the game very well and in those 1v1 moments. So, but I would suggest he'd probably be out for a few weeks.
Bigger picture, Brendan, you decode that record. You didn't really want to speak about it before the game. What's your thoughts now?
Well, I think the players, they deserve all the credit they get for it. It's 100 years, they tell me it's equal and you know, for to achieve that over the course of 62 games, and not only that, they probably have won what about 56 of them, maybe about 56 and drawn 6. It's an absolutely incredible achievement by the players, and so difficult that it's like you say, it's been 100 years. So they've made that jump. It's a great testament to their work over the last 17 months and how they've worked, and they get a chance next week to go out on their own in the league to get to 63. But so they deserve everything, all the credit and a lot of their hard work, and whatever happens, you know, in their time here, their name goes into the record books.
You've got James Forrest, of course, Brendan, but losing Patrick
Roberts
by both of you for Tuesday.
Yeah, but the squad's there to cope. It's unfortunate. You know, that's why games are today. I have to look at players, I have to see other players, because there's always going to be injuries and they'll take place with players, and I have to get players up to a certain level with so many games. So James, you know, he'll obviously come into the reckoning now for Tuesday. But of course it's a disappointment to lose part of the injury.
Is Jammer a doubt as well?
Yeah, he rolled his ankle, which didn't help us at the time of the goal because we couldn't really track the man into the box. So, but yeah, it's sore, but we'll assess that tomorrow and see how he is in the morning. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.